House Democrats. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, and shortly after that phone call, President Biden plans to meet Senate Democrats in the Oval Office.
President Biden reportedly told Democrats to move forward with his $1.9 trillion proposal not long after sitting down with Senate Republicans to try to hash out a bipartisan deal.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich.
Democrats yesterday cleared a procedural hurdle in the Senate to move forward with budget reconciliation.
That process sidesteps filibusters, so the bill could pass without any Republican votes. They argue this bill is way too big, pushing an alternative just one-third the size. GOP Congressman Jim Banks tells Fox,
"It's going to bankrupt my daughter's generation and their future in America even further."
Now, also out of the Senate, we're learning leaders have just agreed on a power-sharing arrangement with each party holding 50 seats. The police officer who was killed trying to protect Banks and other lawmakers in the Capitol attack is being honored there. Fox's Rachel Sutherland has more live.
Dave, Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick is the fifth American to lie in honor in the Capitol Rotunda, 4 weeks after the riot that claimed his life. Vice President Kamala Harris and Second Gentleman Doug Imhoff paid respects, gently placing their hands on the officer's urn. The President and First Lady visited Monday night. An honor guard is standing watch as members of Congress and fellow officers say goodbye to the military veteran who will be buried at Arlington National Cemetery. Dave?
Rachel, three Army National Guard members are dead in Idaho after a Black Hawk helicopter crash during a training mission last night. The U.S. has extended the START nuclear arms treaty with Russia 5 more years. The Golden Globe nominations are out, and this movie leads the way.
Hello, everyone.
Make yourself to home, Mr. Mankiewicz, or shall I call you Herman?
Please, call me Mank.
Mank got 6 nominations, including Best Drama Film, and a show many have binge-watched. The Crown was also nominated 6 times the most for TV. We'll find out the winners February 28th. America's listening to Fox News.
Heard the good news about COVID-19 vaccines? They're here, but you can do more than wait for your turn. Here's how. Stay at least 6 feet away from folks you don't live with. And it's risky to be indoors with them, too. And masks? Well, they protect both the person wearing them and the folks around them. Wear a mask, watch your distance, and make a big difference now.
Learn more about vaccines at cdc.gov/coronavirus. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Some big news. Since Election Day, almost 5 million people have downloaded the free Newsmax TV app on their smartphone. You can trust Newsmax TV. Watch it for free anytime and go to Newsmax.com for breaking news. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. Call your operator if they don't carry it. Plus, watch Newsmax on Roku, YouTube, Apple TV, Zumo, TiVo Plus, Pluto, and smart TVs like Samsung and LG. Newsmax is real news for real people. Start watching.
Morning News is brought to you by Sprague Sports on 32nd Street, Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters, and responsible gun ownership since 1956.
Truckmates, Yuma's Fix Up, your pickup truck store, is Yuma's home for Snug Top shells and lids. Snug Top, designed and manufactured to the highest standard, industry-leading quality, and trend-setting design to protect and complement your vehicle. That's Snug Top. Truckmates is also your Line-X spray-in bedliner dealer. Line-X, number one in America for spray-in bedliners, with nationwide warranty coverage, is now available and installed by Yuma's most experienced spray-on team at Truckmates. So protect your vehicle inside and out with Line-X spray and bedliners and Snug Top shells and lids at Truckmates. Truckmates is also your home for BDS suspensions, the highest quality aftermarket suspension lift kits, leveling kits, and accessory for 4x4 off-road truck and Jeep enthusiasts. And BDS suspensions are backed by the best lifetime warranty in the industry. BDS suspensions, Line-X spray and bedliners, and Snug Top shells and lids at Truckmates in its brand new building, same location, 32nd Street next to Lowe's.
Weather is brought to you by Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros, with 4 locations to serve all of your tire needs.
Another cold front making its way through the southwest today, but the rain and snow stay to the north of us. We're dry and warm today, 80 this afternoon, but breezy and cooler, 72 tomorrow. These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel.
The following program on 560 KBLU is a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters, LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
This is Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU. I'm Kimberly Kale, Executive Director of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce. And Chamber Chatter today is being brought to you by the Yuma Crossing National Heritage Area. This morning we are here with Dundee Dempsey from Fine Line Printing. And Dundee and I, good morning, Dundee. Let's say good morning first.
Good morning.
And of course, Ross is in the studio with us this morning too. Good morning, Ross.
Good morning, ma'am.
And we've already been chatting a little bit. Mm-hmm. Dundee and I, a couple weeks ago, had the opportunity to chat on the phone for a while, mm-hmm. and I was hearing about all the new things that Fine Line Printing is doing. And so I'm pretty mm-hmm. much going to open up the floor to you because I know that. We were just talking about, I think we spent like a couple hours, it felt like, on the phone. I probably wasn't quite that long, but it was a great conversation. Mm-hmm. So, Dundee, tell us all the new things that you guys have going on with the shift over the last year.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for having me, both of you. It was an interesting 2020, and it was interesting in the way of how we started to look at our business differently. We've been doing local business printing now for 4 years.
Right.
And we were primarily doing schools and sports teams and those kinds of things. And as we know, 2020 changed that dramatically. So we had the opportunity to actually take a step back and look at our business and say, what is our brand? What is the value proposition that we're bringing to the people that entrust their brands and their companies and their schools to us? And it was kind of fun, actually, to go out and... We looked at new materials, we looked mm-hmm. at new processes, and we invested in ourselves through last year. We bought some software programs that are going to allow us to do fundraisers mm-hmm. for local businesses, kind of a pop-up store to do a specific fundraiser and take that store back down. It also allowed us to buy some equipment that's going to give us the ability to decorate differently. You know, going 2021, 2020, virtual meetings is a reality. I mean, mm-hmm. it's our reality right now. And what a great opportunity to brand your business. People see you from the waist up. And so you have very little real estate to still show your brand. But, you know, a left chest logo, a hat, a cup, that kind of thing.
What is it we want to show them, Dundee? And you mentioned something about helping maybe with showing personalities, showing what you do mm-hmm. more than just a name.
Well, I think it's important right now, especially since we are virtual for the most part, is that our brand's still out there, that we're still getting that impression, that look of what our brand name is, how we look, how we represent. Because all of us are our brand,
mm-hmm.
you know, for the most part. Our employees are still our brand. And where they would have walked around and visited with customers, those customers don't see them now as much, so it's not in front of them. But you still have the opportunity to be in front of them virtually. And to not utilize the real estate of your shirt, your hat, your mugs, your whatever in these virtual calls is, you know, it basically needs to take the place of being out face-to-face.
You know, I'm envisioning golf. You know, I live with a big golfer, and I'm envisioning the golfers walking through when they've got the logo on their hat and the logo on their shirt, and mm-hmm. they maximize their apparel real estate.
They do. And right now with the new equipment that we bought, normally you see a hat and it has an embroidered placement or has an embroidered patch. The new equipment will allow us to print 360 on that hat, side, front, back, bill. So it's bringing a different look to make you stand out. So I'm just having embroidery.
And I guess that's what I was looking for is that you can change the look or put a slogan or put... thought of the day. Mm-hmm. I don't care, but all that stuff is easier.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You could have, if you were going to host a virtual meeting for 3 days and you want your presenters to all be in different shirts to bring home your message, put them in a customized shirt that says, we do everything for you, or, you know, we're here to help. Something that encourages engagement that you're not getting right now being face-to-face.
Well, and Dundee, we talked about there was some, and I can't remember what it is now, but I was already telling the girls in the office about it because we were talking about, you know, as before we even got in here, I'm like, Dundee, we need new shirts. You know, as long as you're here. But there's a new technology we talked about. There's a different kind of printing instead of embroidery that you guys have now. Mm-hmm. Is that the one you're talking about with the wraparound?
The wraparound is just the equipment. So the equipment, before, we were only able to print on the front of the hat. It was very difficult to get to the back and get over the snapbacks and all of that kind of stuff. The new equipment actually is called a 360 IQ, and it allows us to turn the hat, press on it everywhere. So there's really no real estate that should go unused if you're going to do a sponsorship of something. Put your sponsor on one side and your logo on the front. Put your phone number on the back. If they see you walking away, they're going to grab your phone number or website. That kind of thing. But the new latest and greatest stuff is what they're calling liquid embroidery.
That's it. That's what we talked about.
Yep. And it's a flex product, so it gives you dimension. It can be rubberized. It can be chrome. And it actually melts over the crown of the hat. And where the seam is in the hat, it goes over the top of it. And it gives this feel and this dynamic and this dimension that people right now aren't using enough. And it's new.
And it'll hold up. I mean, you do it on just hats? You do it on shirts?
You can do it.
See, she brought hats. Here in the studio, it's great. We have samples. They can't see them through the radio.
And I was thinking it's more like a silk screen or something. It's not like that because it's actually raised and it's actually like a patch almost.
It is.
And I like it.
But we can't send it through the radio. Everybody can see what we're seeing in here.
It allows you to do
more fine details.
Fine details. It allows you to get more colors in it.
Yeah.
And like I said, it just—if you saw that hat walking down the street, you'd probably take a second glance at it versus something that's more traditional.
Yeah, I figured I'd be disappointed with it when you described it. I'm not.
Well, that's good.
And the nice thing with it is you could take that logo and you could put it on a bag. You could put it on a cup. You could put it on just about anything you want.
Clothing, would you? Would you do it on clothing?
Absolutely.
I'd
put it on a jacket, like a windbreaker jacket.
Okay.
A polo shirt. I'd put it on
that. I guess I've got it on this fabric here. It's stitched. And it's stiff, though. It's stiff, just like this would be.
Yeah, embroidery is stiff anyway.
And this would hold up in washing, in this shirt?
It would.
That's the thing I like about the embroidery is the embroidery lasts, as long as the shirt lasts. I mean, it's all thread.
Mm-hmm. So that same product comes in a pressure sensitive, so you can put it on your Yeti cup. You can put it, and you can stick it in the dishwasher.
Oh, so you do it on like a patch thing and put it on the Yeti.
It would be identical to what you have in your hand. So it gives you... Right now, people put vinyl on their cups and stuff like that, and they last, and it does a good job.
It doesn't.
That
look,
actually.
This looks more three-dimensional, more fine, detailed, and it's raised. It's got a feel to it. Mm-hmm. That vinyl's just flat, you know, and vinyl fades.
It does, and you know, I think the biggest message for 2021 is how do you stand out? You're looking at somebody through a screen. How do you capture their attention?
Get closer to that mic. You keep wandering.
I'm
going to do with
it's
you.
It's because you've been having a chat with us on another radio show. It's okay.
Wait till I start using my hands. You know, so I think the biggest message for 2021 is how are you going to stand out across the computer? How are you going to get that conversation started with what you're wearing, with your apparel? And there's so many unique ideas out there right now and all these unique materials. Why not use them? You're branding yourself anyway. Why not?
Well, I've got a whole list of reasons, but you'll have to wait till after the break, okay?
Okay,
I'll hold on to my answer for that.
Okay, we better take a break. You're listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU. If you ever get annoyed, give me a building boy. I love to work at nothing.
Call
Bentzel Jewelers in this station wants you to rock her world this Valentine's Day with a $1,000 gift certificate to Paul Bentzel Jewelers. All you have to do, go to this station's website, register to win, and opt in for the sales promotion notifications. Rock her world with Paul Bentzel Jewelers.
Shop local, eat local, spend local, enjoy local. Studies show nearly 70 cents of every dollar spent locally stay local, supporting local programs. Plus, the tax revenue repairs our roads and pays for our schools and emergency services. Now it can do even more. With the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce Enjoy Local campaign, you can win $100 for supporting local businesses. Just upload your receipt from any participating business to localyuma.com. So start shopping, start enjoying, and start winning today. Upload your receipts now to localyuma.com.
This is the time of year to enjoy some opportunities at Hyundai of Yuma. They have a limited supply of brand new 2020 models in stock with some aggressive discounts. The discounts are exclusive to listeners of the Russ Clark Show. Only until February 15th or while supplies last. Hyundai of Yuma has 8 2020 Sonatas and will discount them $6,000 if you are a listener. They also have new 2020 Santa Fe SUVs in stock, and the discount is an amazing $7,000. All you have to do is go to Hyundai of Yuma, let them know you listen to Russ Clark. You don't even have to agree with them. So treat your Valentine to the best deal of the year. Get to that veteran-owned business, Hyundai of Yuma on 32nd Street. These offers are while supplies last, plus tax, title, license, in lieu of any special financing, includes our rebates in stock only. I am Russ Clark, and I approve of this message.
El Dorado Broadcasters is searching for creative problem solvers to join our team of marketing professionals where we help businesses be more successful. Here's what it's like when you make a career working with El Dorado Broadcasters.
I'm Star Favreau. I've worked for El Dorado here in Yuma for 16 years. El Dorado has been a steady and successful place to work during all the economic ups and downs over the years, and it still is today. I work in accounting and human resources and enjoy a fast-paced but fun work environment.
Apply online at evbroadcasters.com/careers.
We're back on Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU, and we're here with Dundee Dempsey with Fine Line Printing. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. And so we've been having fun over the break playing with the visual aids that she brought. And so I wish we could describe, I mean, you've kind of done a great job of describing, how would you describe this? It's almost like rubber. I mean,
well, it's a raised material that's on the hat versus the vinyl, which is always looks like vinyl.
Mm-hmm.
It always looks flat. And this actually is three-dimensional more.
Yeah.
And it's actually permanently affixed that. I like it, but here would be my first question if I was a business guy, which I am.
Yes.
Cost difference. Now, you're not going to do this for the same price as vinyl. It's not going to be possible. But how much pain do I have to endure?
How much pain financially?
Yeah.
It's going to be a little bit more, for sure, versus embroidery.
Okay.
And if
versus even embroidery. Embroidery is more than vinyl. Vinyl is the entry level.
Yeah.
Like you don't care about your customers. Mm-hmm. And then you got the embroidery.
Oh, here. Oh, my goodness. there's different reasons to use different elements.
Yes.
And it really depends on the fabric you're putting it on. It really depends on what kind of style you're going for. It really depends on what
the thing that shocked me about the hat you gave me, the first one, is the really fine detail, which I like the embroidery does an adequate job. But this is very many times better than that because it does do the fine detail. And it's raised, the different colors are raised. So there's a tactile feel that actually comes forward visually also that you can see. Visually, there's a quality to it that doesn't exist in the vinyl.
And you vibrate. That's actually what caught my attention. It was very vibrant. Mm. I didn't see girl words.
Aren't
I know.
You the word of the day?
Well, it gives you the ability to take your logo to the next level. We get a lot of people that say, here's my logo, and it's 15 colors.
Yeah.
And they go, we want that on a T-shirt. And we have to look at them and say, would love to do that for you, but not really cost-effective, and it's not going to feel good on your shirt. So there's other products that allow us to achieve that, but most people think screen printing a T-shirt's the option. There's a lot of new products out there in apparel design as well, not just hatwear, where we're able to get all of that level of detail that we can't get with traditional screen printing. The technology in that field as well has just blown up during the pandemic.
Could I just order a couple hats just for me and get the guys the screen, I mean the silk screen ones or whatever? Yeah. I mean, I just want something that stands out mm-hmm. for my staff that they realize that I'm in charge.
Oh my goodness.
I'm not sure how to answer that.
I'm not sure we should go there.
Yeah. As long as your logo is defined, you can put it across all media. Whether you want to go screen printing, you want to do something embroidered like this.
I would never actually do that because you made a mention off air mm-hmm. that, you know, our logo is going to be seen by so many people and we want our employees to be able to be proud of the logo mm-hmm. And to wear it and all that. And of course, we'd give them the higher quality. We wouldn't do that to them. But I think it makes a difference on how it's presented.
There's really three elements when you're looking at branding your business, whether mm-hmm. it be on a hat, a mug, a T-shirt. One of them is going to be quality. The second one is going to be utility. So can they use it? Will they use it? And then the third element is going to be attractiveness. So people are most apt to continue to wear your marketing apparel if it hits those three elements.
Mm-hmm. I think uniqueness, too. I think a lot of people look for something unique. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Chris over at the Bruised Beer.
Prison Hill.
Mm-hmm. You know, he was, and I'm always intrigued by business, and I was asking mm-hmm. him questions about his business. Because he's bottling it and selling it in Phoenix, and he says it's been really great for him. Mm-hmm. It's been good. And I said, "Is your beer that good?" He says, "No, but the branding and stuff, it's really attractive."
Mm-hmm.
His beer's great.
I don't think
there's
his
no
beer's
question.
Good. I just went there Monday night for dinner. So,
but he let me know real quick. It's not just the product.
Mm-hmm.
It's that it's so unique, and he mm-hmm. really hit a home run with that.
Mm-hmm.
That it gave people opportunity to taste the beer.
And, you know, he's staying on top of the trends.
Yes.
So if you look at the apparel that he does offer,
mm-hmm.
it's the higher-end apparel. He's keeping with the trends with the styles and the colors and the fabric. And that's one thing I think we've always kind of hung our hat on, no pun intended, is because we come from... okay, it was. That because we started out as an apparel company,
yeah.
trends and styles and colors were important to us because our customers asked for it. So we stay very connected with what's coming out, what's trending with the crop hoodies and the new antique gold colors. And we're
hoodies? What's a crop hoodie?
A crop hoodie is basically a regular hoodie, but it's cut out. It's cropped? It's cropped.
Also, I could show my beer.
You can show you. You go to Christmas.
Yeah, I'm like nobody wants to see me in a crop hoodie.
Okay.
But they're doing, you know, all of that kind of stuff. So we bring a lot of that forward to our customers, and that's okay. why we like to go and see their facilities. Because we can say, oh my gosh, there's a new bamboo recycled T-shirt that your customers would love to have, or here's a new style that's trending that maybe your demographic
bamboo
want.
And not hemp. Hemp has still not hit the market, has it?
It has not. No. Bamboo and recyclable T-shirts right now, they're taking all the fabrics and they're recycling them.
Okay.
And creating new designs and fabrics and styles.
So if somebody comes to you, then don't bring your own shirt. You will talk about opportunities, right?
They can bring their own shirts.
I know they can, but you may be missing something.
Yeah, I feel like I feel like that, you know, in talking with you when we were on the phone that time, you know, when I was first introduced to you, it was like, okay, well, we need to order your shirts. When I started the chamber, we need to order your shirts. And they got me very traditional, like button-down, you know, shirts. And as Dundee knows, I went on the catalog and went, okay, I want something different, and started ordering different things. So she brought them in, says, let me know how these are. And now the more I've spoken with you, I'm like, okay, I need to stop picking my own shirts and just come to you because you've got the branding side down. It's not just shirts.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that I felt very comfortable that, like, okay, well, she's going to, if I listen, you're going to give me something that I didn't even know existed.
Here's something I'm looking for.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I have this pullover shirt now with a few buttons on, which I like this shirt. It's mm-hmm. fine, but I'd really like a full button-down shirt.
Mm-hmm.
casual, no tuck, you know, so it's a square.
Right.
So, but like if I carried a concealed weapon or something, it would be better hidden. You know, like
oh, my goodness.
But
you just never know what's going to come out of his mouth. It's okay.
Those are all available. You have recommendations for those.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what I'd like to have is one like that, a casual no tuck.
And we carry a lot of samples in stock, too. So when people are weary about sizing or fabric or feel, you know, if we don't have it in stock, we'll order you a sample. And you can come by and try it on. We do, like when there's a business with a bunch of employees or such, we'll take the samples to them and say, keep them for 3 days, 4 days, have people try them on, feel them. If you're going to offer them an option to wear, that way they, you know, it kind of goes back to what we've been talking about in the beginning. If they like it, they'll wear it, they'll be proud to wear it, and they'll continue to wear it. So we want to give people something that they like, something that they feel represents them, that when they put it on, they go, heck yeah, this is what I'm about.
She'll even almost give you the shirt off her back because today, this morning, I walked in and said, hey, we want to get some cardigans, and she's wearing a cardigan today. And she's like, here, she's like handing it to you. So something like this, let me feel it.
I think she'll loan you the shirt.
Yeah, she might not give it to me. You're right. She might loan me the shirt off of her back so I can test it out.
How long now have you been doing this?
We've been printing for small businesses here in Yuma for 4 years.
Right.
And we've been in business since 2012. Doing our own apparel.
Doing your own apparel.
Mm-hmm.
And your background has nothing to do with this. This is just something you decided. Midlife crisis.
I'm going to
print shirts.
Actually, it was born out of something my husband wanted to do. Nice. He had always wanted to print a t-shirt. We came from San Diego, and there were big brands back there. He goes, I've always wanted to have a t-shirt company.
Yeah.
And so that's always been his dream. And he was driving between here and San Diego. And it was during the time when everybody was losing their homes and, you know, just the market was horrible. And he was driving through there, and he noticed all these people with $100,000 motorhomes and sand rails and stuff. He goes, isn't it funny what you can justify when you feel like you worked hard and you deserve it?
Right.
And so that started our apparel brand. And then from there, it kind of became, you know, just our thing. Never thought we were going to open it to other businesses. And a nonprofit came to us in a panic and said, would you please help us? And we need 500 t-shirts in 3 days. And we went, okay. And so we did it, and we thought, well, that's the end of that.
Yeah.
And from that opportunity or that, you know, that job that we did, it kind of opened up to the rest of small business.
They just won't leave you alone.
we're happy to be busy.
I was going to say, yeah, my thoughts are already racing. You know, I'm terrible. I'm thinking, what slogan can we put on? Because now if we wear cardigans, we can double brand, as far as I'm concerned, because we can wear a T-shirt with something on it with the cardigan over the top. See, she's already got my wheels turning. Russ is making faces at me.
You know, it's a fun industry.
Mm-hmm.
The imagination that people come up with, it never ceases to amaze me what they think of or how they envision their business and their brand and their passion for it.
Sure.
So it keeps my job kind of busy and creative all the time.
We need to update. Mm-hmm. I mean, my business has been there 2 years now. It's time to update, make it look a little different.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll be talking to you.
Okay.
And ordering some hats and shirts, maybe. I don't know. But, we need to start doing more. With that kind of stuff, especially if we ever get back into public. I mean, are we going to be able to meet people is the question. I mean, I do at work because obviously people come to work for that. But I really would love to start doing chamber breakfasts again. And I'm assuming those are still virtual.
I'll say you and me both. I was actually just in a meeting yesterday and mentioned I have never been to a Good Morning Yuma breakfast because they were already virtual by the time I started.
Yeah.
I miss seeing everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we need to get back to that, and that's where it really really has the most impact.
Mm-hmm.
That we're wearing something tasteful and that
it does.
People want to associate with.
It does, you know, and I think until we get back to that, doing simple things, like I said, just branding yourself when you're on those calls, branding yourself when you are, you know, you do go to the market and somebody's reading your shirt from behind, they're still going to go and look for you, follow you. All of those kind of things.
Okay, and with that, apparently it's time to take another break. You're listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU.
You run a business. A business where you're the expert. When it comes to your website, it's okay to admit you're not the expert. You know you have no training, certainly don't have the time or money to work on it. You'd rather just use the free social sites and let it be. What if I told you there was a way to solve that problem? FreeWebGuys.com will build you a free website personalized for your business, and all you pay is hosting, marketing on Google, and you get guaranteed leads every month. Go to FreeWebGuys.com and get your free website for your business right now.
Want a great deal on a new Ford? You can count on Bill Alexander Ford in Yuma, where we'll beat any Ford dealer's lowest price or give you $1,000. At Bill Alexander Ford, our knowledgeable, friendly sales staff will help you find a vehicle that's perfect for your lifestyle and deliver a relaxed shopping experience, free from the high-pressure sales tactics you may find elsewhere. Visit us today at 801 East 32nd Street in Yuma or online at BillAlexanderFord.com. Bill Alexander Ford, difference you can count on.
Shop local, eat local, spend local, enjoy local. Studies show nearly 70 cents of every dollar spent locally stay local, supporting local programs. Plus, the tax revenue repairs our roads and pays for our schools and emergency services. Now it can do even more. With the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce Enjoy Local campaign, you can win $100 for supporting local businesses. Just upload your receipt from any participating business to localyuma.com. So start shopping, start enjoying, and start winning today. Upload your receipts now to localyuma.com.
PhD, professional home doctor.
It's a fact. Pipes burst, faucets leak, water heaters stop working. Hi, it's Mike Miller from PhD. But it's also a fact that you can turn to PhD to solve these plumbing and restoration problems for you. With PhD, you get skilled technicians, not people who learn while you pay. And since your home doesn't break on a schedule, you can call us anytime, day or night. Call PhD, the professional home doctors, 341-9111.
On Chamber Chatter 560 KBLU. I'm Kimberly Kale, Executive Director of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce. And Chamber Chatter is brought to you by the Yuma Crossing National Heritage Area. And before we get back to Dundee and Fine Line Printing, I do want to talk about the Enjoy Local campaign that the Chamber has started. And it went live on Monday.
I'm in, right? You are in,
I saw it. And so we have, the website is up and running. It is localyuma.com. So localyuma.com is the website. And we have to add some more of our participating businesses. We've got about 70 right now, so we're moving on up. And so basically the part I want to talk about now that we have 70 businesses signed up is that starting on Monday, if you shop or donate money to a nonprofit or purchase a service from any of these participating businesses, you can upload your receipt to that website. It's right on the front page. You can upload your receipt to that website, and you will be entered to win a $100 gift card from one of the participating businesses of your choice. So, Fine Line Printing, I happen to know. Dundee's like, she's raising the roof in here. It signed up as one, and Russ, you're...
Wait, what's the name of it? Online Printing?
One of my
marketing friends is telling me she hasn't mentioned her name and website. But I know it's been mentioned once, online printing.
It's Fine Line.
What was it?
Fine Line Printing.
And it's actually, the website is fineline printing928.com.
Yep. And so I know that and so the website actually just went live yesterday. I actually just saw it for the first time last night. Well, I've seen drafts of it, so I was really excited about that. And one of the things that we will be doing shortly, so that everybody can find you even easier, is anybody that's a chamber member on that listing of all the businesses, we will actually link to your website right from your listing on that site so they can find you even easier. But basically, in a nutshell, it's really simple. All you have to do is shop at one of these businesses. If it's a nonprofit, donate money, or shop in their thrift store if they have one. You go to the homepage of that website, you upload your receipt. That's it. I mean, you've entered. I may ask for your email address so that we know how to reach you if you win, but that's it, and you can win up to $100. And with this being the first month of the campaign and we're just getting out, something tells me that there won't be as many receipts uploaded. So so kind of get in on the ground floor. By the end of this campaign, a year from now, we may be seeing, you know, hundreds of receipts. But I would think that this first month, I mean, clearly your odds of winning are based on the number of receipts you receive. So be sure that you go on localyuma.com for our Enjoy Local campaign. So, but that is a good segue, Dundee, to you've got your own Shop Local thing going on. And I know that's what we wanted to talk about today. We've been so enamored with all of the great things that you have going on with your business. So let's talk about what you have going on for Shop Local.
Perfect. Well, we decided last year that there were so many businesses that continued to support us that in 2021 we wanted to give back to those businesses. So we've created a campaign. We're going to start off with six businesses here locally, and we designed a T-shirt. On the front of the T-shirt, it has the outline of Arizona with the word local across it. And then in a circle, it says shop local, eat local, drink local, enjoy local, which is hand-in-hand with the chamber campaign. And then on the back, it says proud supporter of small business, and it's going to list the eight businesses that are participating. And what's going to happen is, hopefully on Monday. We're still working through a few details.
Oh, trust me, our site was supposed to be live Monday, and it was yesterday, but totally understood.
So we're trying for next Monday to have the site live, but what's going to happen is the six businesses that are participating will start to socialize the shirts as their family members, customers, you know, team members, whatever, come in and purchase the shirt or the bag or whatever apparel and accessories are on there. At checkout, they will select the business of their choice, and 25% of those proceeds will go directly back to the business. So we're going to have the site open from 2 to 3 weeks, give or take.
Right.
Once the site goes down, each business will be contacted. They will get the revenue from that activity from their customers. And then a week later, we will either deliver, do local delivery, ship the product to the customer.
Perfect. And so do you have a list of the businesses that are participating? Yeah, she's giving me a face, so I'm going to, sorry.
No, that's okay. So it's going to be Hidden Valley,
okay.
Yuma Bagel Company, Max Force Pest Control, Prison Hill, Cato Fit Gym, and Ed Whitehead.
Oh, okay, awesome.
That was a test.
It was a test, sorry. You didn't know the questions were really difficult this morning, did you?
So all six of those businesses will be participating through that 2 to 3 week, you know, window. We will put an announcement up on our page, and then they will put up something on their social media as well that the campaign is live, and they simply go in there, find what product they like. There will be a man's T-shirt, a lady's T-shirt, so we have a different style and fit. With, I think there's 3 to 4 colors on each tee, and then there's 2 totes. And one of the totes has the Shop Local, and the other one has the Proud Supporter logo on it.
Yeah, I'm familiar with the totes at this point. Right? You know, everybody else can't see it, but she brought us totes in this morning for the staff, so thank you so much for that.
You're welcome. That's great.
No, well, I probably shouldn't have put that on, shouldn't have put that on the air, because they're probably listening, and now they know I have to give it to them instead of keeping them all for myself.
Busted,
exactly. But no, that's great. And so, I mean, that's kind of one of the things, you know, the same thing with our Enjoy Local or Shop Local campaign, whatever you want to call it, businesses. You know, I kind of discussed this feast or famine. Some businesses actually saw an uptick in sales this past year, but unfortunately a lot of businesses have not. And one of the things I talked about with our Enjoy Local campaign, and I know that in talking to you on the phone that day you felt the same way, it's, you know, we want to support these local businesses. They're the ones that are employing our friends and our family, as well as you know, it's just, well, and I equated it with, it was funny, I hadn't even thought about it, but I equated it with, you know, I can order my dog food online and get it in 2 days, but what happens if I screwed up and forgot to order it, and there's no shop in town where I can just go get it? And so I'm like, you know what, and so I've stopped. I mean, personally, I've made sure that pretty much I go to a local store now to get pretty much everything that I need, just for that exact reason, because I know that they need our support in order to stay open, and I need them to stay open.
Absolutely. Well, and kind of going hand in hand with your campaign, when they go in and purchase the shirt to do the name of the campaign, by the way, is Locally United Yuma. Okay. That's the name of the campaign. So when they go in there, they can also tag you as a receipt that they went in and they purchased and supported local. So they also can download a receipt into your
campaign. Absolutely. Yep, because that's, I know that you're signed up. I remember seeing it.
Yep. So they can do both.
They can do both. And so it's kind of, it's win-win.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this way it's kind of, you know, the businesses, we're supporting the businesses, but we're also hopefully putting some money in the pockets of our community so that we can, because everybody's hurting right now. Even if they're not hurting financially, they're hurting emotionally or, you know, it's just a tough time for a lot of people right now.
And, you know, Yuma is such an amazing community.
It is.
You know, you have something going on and they rally. They come together, no matter what it is, whether they know you, they don't know you. It's just an amazing dynamic of people that we have here, from small business to, you know, mom and pop shops to just your, you know, family element. Everybody seems to get behind what's going on.
There's a very strong sense of community here.
Mm-hmm.
And I've noticed that that's kind of the theme, you know, and it's kind of funny when people ask me about, you know, moving to Yuma and what I think of Yuma and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
It's like... It's actually for me a large city. I grew up somewhere very small, but I still feel that sense of small town and community when something happens. You're right, people get behind it, and so this is our way at the chamber and your way clearly of making sure that, you know, our businesses that also support the community, because you know when something happens, they're often the first ones in line to donate to a nonprofit or put together a program to, you know, support a family in need or something like that. And so that's another reason why we need to keep them going.
Absolutely. We couldn't do it without them. That's for sure.
And Russ is over there. Now, what are you playing with?
Trying to keep track of you guys.
Okay.
That could be scary. Two women, I don't know.
I know, no kidding. So basically, I mean, so one of the things that I know it's almost time for another break, but let's get started a little bit. So one of the things that I know that you also started with is software for fundraising, and that's kind of where this is coming from.
Mm-hmm.
But you're using it for that, but like a school or a sports team or the chamber, for that matter,
okay,
could use it for themselves. Can you talk a little bit more about, in the couple minutes we have, we'll probably have to finish after the break, but talk about the software that you have for fundraising?
Mm-hmm. So the software was designed specifically for fundraising for schools, churches, groups, any kind of event that they wanted to reach a large number of people and be able to do that kind of hands-free. They don't have, most of these organizations don't have the administrative staff to take an order, answer a question, package it, ship it, all of that kind of stuff. And we've worked with a lot of organizations over the last few years, and we end up with a piece of paper with somebody's name on it and a check stapled to it. And somebody has to do that. You know, somebody has to go and collect that and go remind people that their money is due. And so what we said is we'll take it on. There's no expense to the organization. What happens is we create a custom website specifically to their campaign. So it'll be a pop-up website. It shows their campaign, whatever they'd like to share with their community. It can have a goal. So they can have a little register and they say, I want to raise $5,000. So every time somebody buys something in the store, the register goes, so they can kind of keep track of their campaign. And then at the end of it, we print it, ship it, and then we give them the proceeds.
I mean, we were having this conversation about, you know, I was a PTO president for a couple of years and vice president for a couple of years, and we were having this whole discussion of things getting lost and orders getting lost and money being a mess or whatever. And so to me, this is a perfect way to remedy that situation. But we'll get back on that right after this break. You're listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KVLU.
If you're feeling anxious, stressed, or lonely in these difficult COVID times, call CalHOPE at 1-833-317-HOPE. That's 1-833-317-4673. Or visit calhope.org to talk to someone who can help. Hope will persevere.
Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros, exclusively offering Hercules tires. A new level of performance and versatility. All weather on and off road strength and durability. More security, more control, more stability. Longer lasting, outstanding warranty and road hazard protection. Get your Hercules tires at any of the four Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros locations. Or use the Tire Finder online at edwhiteheadstirepros.com to choose the perfect tire. Pay online and schedule your installation appointment. Free pickup and drop off for a hassle-free experience. Guaranteed.
At H&R Block, tax time means max refund time. And with virtual tax prep, our experts can help you get your refund from home. Stay in your sweatpants. Just snap some pics of your docs and a tax pro does the work. Your maximum refund is guaranteed, or your money back. Virtual tax prep, one of the many ways Block has your back.
All tax situations are different. Not everyone gets a refund.
So when you need a hand with your taxes, H&R Block is here for you. Drop off your taxes today at their offices in Yuma, the Foothills, or San Luis, and let their experienced tax professionals help get your taxes won.
El Dorado Broadcasters is searching for creative problem solvers to join our team of marketing professionals where we help businesses be more successful. Here's what it's like when you make a career working with El Dorado Broadcasters.
I'm Mark Mitchell. I've worked for over 10 years. Favorite part of my job is the creative freedom that we have when we're creating on-air messaging for our advertisers or for our own radio stations. I think the creative message is what makes a difference and sets us apart from other radio groups in town.
Apply online at evbroadcasters.com/careers.
And we are back on Favorite Chatter, 560 KBLU, and we are here with Dundee Dempsey from Fine Line Printing. And just make sure everybody, it's fineline printing928.com, so our area code, clearly. Mm-hmm. And, of course, Russ is here in the studio with us, too, when he's paying attention to us.
I'm trying my best.
We have fun here. I mean, that's the whole point. So Dundee, I'm just you're bringing back these flashbacks, and they're not good. No, I don't know. I mean that in a bad way. I mean, I'm just having these flashbacks. We actually came up with the idea for our PTO where we put the order forms on the outside of an envelope. And I would sit and print all of these envelopes on my little home printer, to go home with all the students so that at least we didn't have money and checks and everything stapled and flying around. Mm-hmm. But it was a tremendous amount of work. I mean, and I volunteered. I worked full-time and then volunteered with the PTO. This is a tremendous amount of work.
It is. And, really the thought came about is twofold. One, it's difficult for us. When we get all of these different order forms and sizes and trying to, read somebody's name for their email. So it's very time consuming on that side. On the other end, like you said, everybody's a volunteer.
Mm-hmm.
And, so really what they should be doing is out socializing their campaign and bringing awareness to their campaign versus worrying about printing off envelopes or trying to, do the coordination, the administrative part of it. The other part of it is we're not seeing everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So typically you would go to a baseball field and you'd walk up to all the parents and you'd say, here's the order form, and you would do all of that kind of stuff. Or the parents would come to the school and fill out the form. That's not happening right now. So how do we still support and, give the families and the, the teams and stuff what they need virtually? So it was a nice way to come back and say, you don't have to touch it. You don't have to administer any of it. Secondly, you don't have to physically go out and do something. We can do all of it through technology. And then we can either decide to do a, a touchless door drop, if that's what the customer wants, or we can ship it. So it keeps everybody safe, keeps everybody the momentum of the program and the fundraising for these, these groups that are really surviving on fundraising, without stopping it, then it's fast.
Well, and a lot of nonprofits and stuff, right now are we kind of talked about suffering or whatever because we can't have events, as we just talked about. No breakfast.
Midnight at the Oasis.
Isn't that hard? Oh, no midnight at the Oasis. No, whatever.
Taco Festival.
I know. It's been a weird time to move to Yuma, I have to tell you. I hear about all these things. I was joking with Visit Yuma not that long ago that I was on New Year's Eve, I was just going to go buy a whole bunch of heads of iceberg lettuce so I could have the lettuce drop myself.
I called the visitor center and asked to rent the actual apparatus, and they refused.
Yeah, I'm like, so because I haven't seen the lettuce drop. Mm-hmm. I haven't, you know, everything's just, you know, and but this would be another way that they could do fundraising, and it's simple because you basically... I hesitate to say it, but you do the work for them. I mean, really. I mean, they just have to market it.
Yeah. So they can get on a Facebook Live. They can promote it. They can be crazy, do whatever they want to do. And we can do the behind the scenes and help continue their program.
Stay tuned. We're going to be having a chamber. Everybody's going to have chamber logo shirts now. That's
I think I need one.
Oh.
the stuff that you logo, the shirts and the hats and the jackets are obvious and easy.
Mm-hmm.
What goes beyond that? I know you've done banners before, haven't you? I mean, small.
We work actually with another local company here to do the banners.
We don't have the
technology
to do something that large.
We can. The largest things we can do is we can actually do window decals. And they can be as long as you want, up to three feet high. So if you want to do a window decal, if you want to do a decal for the back of your car, if you want to just do a handout, it's another one of those marketing things.
Okay.
So if you're going to give somebody a hat and a shirt as a promotional item, give them a little 2x2 window decal.
And you do those?
We do. And those are all in
there. But you're not going to wrap my whole car.
We are not. We are not.
That's not a cheap proposition. That's an expensive thing to do.
It is. I'm only 5'2", so that could be a scary thing on a ladder. That would not be good.
How do you get into your husband's truck? I know he's got a big truck.
There's a big step on
there
the side.
There is a step, okay.
There is.
I was going to say, you need some help.
Yeah. Oh, my God, goodness. We just went way out in that field, didn't we? But you know what? And that's what's the best thing. One of the things that I love about Yuma is that I've gotten the opportunity to get to know all these business owners. I mean, and talk to them. And you know, people like Dundee really care about their customers. Mm-hmm. They make sure that they're taken care of because we get to know you. I mean, this isn't just this. It's like doing business with friends all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot different.
Oh, she does. I mean, I know she'll be fixing dinner and running the machines all at the same time.
Well, yeah.
She will. She'll fold shirts in between, you know, getting dinner ready.
That's exactly right? That is a very true statement. I hate to admit it, but yes. Yes. I'm doing artwork and at 9 o'clock at night while I'm watching TV with my husband When you enjoy what you do, you know, it kind of bleeds over into everything else you do. So I love our customers. Like I said, the creativity keeps me excited. Mm-hmm. And when they bring me a challenge and say, hey, I saw this. I don't know where to get it. I don't even know who makes it. Can you figure it out? You know, I love that. You know, it just,
like the jacket I stole. I just showed it to you. I want one.
Yes.
That's with my logo.
Mm-hmm.
Not Paramount and Pictures.
And then, you know,
and just so you know, if you're
I'm
messing
like,
on Paramount
wait.
Pictures jacket.
Yeah, we found it.
I stole it. It's too big for me anyway. I need one size my size, but find me one like that. I like it.
We can do that.
Okay.
We can do that.
What everybody missed, and sorry, Russ, I'm going to out you here a little bit. What everybody missed was this jacket has big, giant, oversized pockets on the inside. I love the jacket, too, for that matter. But he starts pulling things out of his jacket. It's dog toys, dog things.
All that stuff hidden in there. You know, this makes it very, very convenient for me. I like it. So I want one that's got my logo on it. We'll dump the Paramount logo.
Perfect.
Okay.
And see, that, I'm already thinking, I'm like, you know, we were already talking about sweaters, but I'm glad that Russ grabbed that jacket because I'm like, well, maybe I need a jacket now, too, because especially, like, for ribbon cuttings and things, you know, I need hamster pouches.
I'm finding there's no end to your shopping ability. There's no end at all.
See, I just lost her with the hamster pouches. We're going to have to reach for that now as your hamster pouch jacket.
Now I'm going to, yeah.
Have you seen those before like that?
Uh-huh.
Oh, you have. So it's not the first one I've seen like that. Mm-hmm. I thought, I've got to have this.
The apparel industry is, I mean, the books that they show for apparel are 3 inches thick.
Okay.
You know, there's jackets for every shape, size, color, convenience, utility, you name it. I mean, they, even on T-shirts, you used to buy a T-shirt. Well, now your T-shirt is tri-blend. It is tagless. It's, you know, this shape, that shape, all these different things, all these different elements. So when somebody comes and says, I want a T-shirt, I kind of have to laugh and go, okay, let's start narrowing this down and getting you the right shirt that you're going to absolutely love to wear versus just, here's a T-shirt, hope you like it, and that's that.
Well, and I'm sure ordinarily, I mean, not with COVID, but there must be shows and stuff that you can, that you probably go to and see all the latest and greatest that we, that's what I said. I need to stop telling you what I want and just let you tell me what I need.
It's in Vegas, too, right?
It is.
You see, look at this smile.
It is. But they actually did a virtual one.
Okay.
They did a three-day virtual, and it was...
But you can't feel it. You can't
do the nickel slots.
Okay. Nickel slots.
That's after the show.
Okay.
She doesn't look like a big spender. I think she's frugal.
So is it nickels or then is it pennies?
No, neither one.
Okay.
No, I go for the quarters.
Okay, got it.
But if
I'm up a little bit, I will cash out. Like, if I've made my money back in, like, two extra dollars, I'll cash it out.
Casinos hate you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, well, you got to mix a little pleasure with business, right? I mean, it's all good.
Oh, absolutely. It's the only time I've ever, like, really will sit down and play blackjack or something is if it's a convention and I'm going to the convention. Mm-hmm. And there's a bunch of guys that I know. Say, hey, come join us. And I'm like, oh, okay. But I retire early if I'm up. I'm like, well, good night, guys.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, wait a minute. It's like 8 o'clock. Well, you know, I'm ahead, you know.
But I would say, I mean, to me, then you can't feel that. I mean, I'm a tactile kind of person, and I like to, like, you were handing me your sweater this morning so I could actually feel it. And you're talking to me about how thin it is, and my first thing is, oh, it's soft.
Exactly.
And that's what I like about the bamboo usually is soft. So that's what I love about the fact that you'll bring a sample. I can feel it.
Absolutely.
And
most of our product is here in a day. It comes out of Phoenix. So the turnaround time is relatively quick. Even for a sample, it's a day. The one thing we have, I guess we should probably talk about, is right now the supply chain on fleece hoodies and certain kinds of T-shirts is sparse.
China's still in play?
You know, no, not necessarily.
Okay, Vietnam?
Well, a lot of what we get comes from the U.S.
Okay, it does.
So most of our fleece comes from the U.S. And so we had a conference call with all of us and distributors had a conference call with the supplier and said, what the heck? You know, we can't find a black hoodie anywhere. And they were honest and they said, we shut down the fleece, making the hoodies and stuff, and started making masks. So we were seeing 30 and 60-day delay in getting just a standard black hoodie. And or we had to buy the hoodie from Florida, Texas, and we had to buy them from all the different locations in order to get them all here. So that's still relevant right now. Hoodies are hard to get. So if you're planning on a hoodie event,
okay,
I would plan ahead.
No.
And T-shirts in some, depending on the brand, they did the same thing. They moved their production to T-shirts, and we're making masks.
Does the bamboo really a big deal? People like the bamboo?
They do.
They do.
But it's more in the health industry. Spas are a big thing, and gyms.
I love all my socks are bamboo. Mm-hmm. I love bamboo.
Yeah, but spas are huge for bamboo.
Okay. For what reason?
They just like
because
the way
they say, give me bamboo.
It's kind of seen as just very organic, very natural.
I'm still looking for the hemp, and we talked off air. Hemp has not hit it yet, but...
I haven't seen it yet, but I'll think of you when I do.
I have a friend that's selling the hemp to, you know, farm it, but so they start putting it in clothing, it's a big deal.
Russ, we have to go.
Goodbye.
Okay. Be sure to check out finelineprinting928.com, and you can learn more. Dundee's full of great information. Thank you. This was Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU.
The preceding show on 560 KBLU was a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters LLC, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
From the 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating Studio, this is News Talk 560 KBLU, Yuma.